demands, then parties in a government in places like Spain may start to say, well, hold on, if Greece is starting to get a good deal, then why don't we get a good deal as well? And all of a sudden, you have a different sort of contagion spreading from Greece to other parts of the continent. That is the new concern that people here have.
Tom Nuttall writes the Charlemagne column for The Economist magazine. Thank you very much for joining us.
That was my pleasure.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Tickets are now on sale for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values in 2015. And we'll have panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. And we may have a surprise or two along the way. Call for your tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat is 551 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. May, 556 and a half, down 3 1/2. Soft March wheat, 521 up a half. May is 524 and three quarters, up a half. March corn, 380 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. July, 396 and a half, down 3 1/2. December, 411 and a quarter, down 3. March soybeans, 974 and a quarter, down 9 1/4. July, 987 and a half, down 8 1/2. November, 962, down 9 3/4. March soybean meal, 336.50, down 240. March soybean oil, 3102, down 6. February live cattle, 151.57 and a half, up 175. January feeders, 210.10. Down 155, and February lean hogs, 71.40. They are up 57 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the volatility in the livestock sector?
Well, that's just been something here the last few days, hasn't it? I mean, you know, we saw feeder cattle yesterday, I think, had something like an $8 range, and, you know, up and down and back and all over. And then we have Jerry Gulke saying that $4 corn might even be too expensive for cattle feeders to use by the end of the fourth quarter. So a lot of craziness going along between livestock prices and, of course, the grain prices, Dave.
I know it's only the beginning of the year, but seeing where livestock have come from price-wise this year, would you be comfortable saying that the highs are in for futures?
It sure looks like along those lines. I mean, we've seemed to get the, you know, we're seeming to see some heavier weight cattle, which is keeping the production as far as poundage up. You know, we're seeing placements level out and continue to stay in there, and we're seeing increased hog production. So along the way, you know, we've probably seen the highs for the meantime. Now, that doesn't mean we can't come up from here, but, you know, we've sure taken a drop off in the last couple of weeks.
I tell you what, at retail, what we don't see is typically feature of beef, though.
No, and you're not going to, with the packers, generally in a negative packing situation along the way, there's not much chance to want to be, you know, cutting prices on beef along the way. We've seen more of the specials in the pork continue to stay along the way and seen some very good buys on, you know, pork chops and loins over the last few months.
All right, let's look at the soybean market. Which is the leader to the downside? Any particular reason?
Well, I think it's a little bit of yesterday's oomph up was maybe considered to a lot of people to be a push up that maybe they would sell a little future, a little push this morning or overnight. I think that yesterday we were up on bean meal. The bean meal continues to trade well. The oil continues to trade on poorly. We saw a lot of unwinding of different spreads between the beans and short oil. The beans and short meal after we got and beans, you know, they were short beans and long corn, figuring the corn market had more stability with the oncoming crop in South America. So with all those spreads sort of done and just looking at the fundamentals, why we're sort of taking off what we put on yesterday.
We got some news today from the Congressional Budget Office. They weighed in on plantings for the new crop year. They put corn plantings at 89 million acres. And, of course, we had 90.6 in 14. And soybeans planting 86 million acres compared to 83.7 in 14 in the all wheat at 55.5 million acres. If those were the numbers that those were the good working numbers that we saw 30 to 35, 40 days from now, where do you think futures would have to go?
Well, 89 to 90 million is the range that we're wanting to see corn stay in to keep our carryout remaining close to the same. So that's a good number. We don't have to really buy a lot of corn acres from that. The bean acres down from where they are a little bit, but still very, very adequate. Even with the with the lower average coming in for the year, would still keep us going pretty good. So, unfortunately, it takes the thrill of trying to buy acres out of things if that's what we're looking at, and it still stays with that mixture, Dave. But not a long ways to go, but a short time to get there, but a lot of activity in between on trying to decide what the market does need to do as far as buying acres one from the other.
I think that at this point, just about everything you can think of has been factored into the marketplace. Unless we see something nasty with weather out in the west, as wheat comes out of emergence or those kind of things, but generally speaking, all the knowns are known, which makes me wonder how much further could corn and or soybeans fall to the downside.
Well, I think that as we move along, there's going to be a lot of stories told. You know, we've got something. We have to say that, you know, number one, we still are talking about the dry areas in Brazil. As they get farther along and we see what the yields come out of those areas, that can be a negative or positive influence depending on how the yields do react to what has been too dry in Minas Gerais and Goiás. We're also going to see that, what's going to happen as far as the wheat conditions that we're seeing here in the U.S. and also across Europe look very poor. Will that get put back to spring wheat? What will that go to come springtime if it isn't wheat? And will the feed, will corn have to go up a little bit if we do lose as much wheat, across the world that way? So a lot of things still hanging out there on the weather just as it is, Dave.
I know you have some interest in this subject of insurance. When you're working with people, Do they show interest in the agricultural risk coverage subsidy very much?
The crop insurance, everybody is sort of depressed looking at how, we start next Monday. We've got like 19 days that average out what it's going to be for our insurance guarantee. And it's nowhere near what it's been the last 3 to 4 years. And a lot of people sort of dismayed with that and looking at it. A lot of them are figuring now on what they're doing with the farm program, what's going on that way and looking at it. But the safety net has sort of went away in farming.
I know that the price loss coverage program is probably a little bit more that producers are familiar with from the past.
Well, and I think that as things are looking right now, most of the indications were that people are going to go with the county average on that, the ARC program. But I think if we are looking at extended poor prices, that might be something that they might change their mind on by the time they have to make their final decision. We're going to see a lot. We're going to talk a lot about that at the March meeting and everything else, I think, Dave.
Yeah. We have to touch on crude oil. It seems like almost every day we have to talk a little bit about it. In your mindset, if crude oil prices remain between $40 and, say, $55 until June, what does that imply for grains in the second half of the year?
Well, it of course, is going to make it a little bit harder to want it to increase corn usage for ethanol purposes, just for the fact that the blenders are not going to want to include any more than they have to. It's also going to probably hurt our export business for the ethanol as we look at, the other countries being able to just buy the crude oil cheaper than what they can buy the ethanol. So that is one thing that is going to be a little bit of a pullback on our exports of ethanol, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter March wheat is 551 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. Soft March, 521 and a quarter, up 3/4. March corn, 381 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July, 396 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. December, at 411 and a half, is down 2 3/4. March soybeans, 975 and 3/4, now 75 and a half, down 8. July, 988 and 3/4, down 7 1/4. November, 962 and a quarter, down 9 1/2. March soybean meal, 336.20, down 270. March soybean oil, 31.12, up 4 cents. February live cattle, 151.62 and a half, up 180. January feeder cattle, 210.40, down 1.25. February lean hogs are 71.42 and a half, and they're up 60. The April lean hog contract at 74.02 and a half is up 137 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD 3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.